You're an advertising man, aren't you?
Farquhar's the name. Harker Farquhar.
I see. Mr. Farquhar, I have a couple of questions to ask you on this radio day, if you don't mind.
Well, not at all.
I just wondered what your feelings were toward the medium.
What medium is that?
A radio.
Oh, yeah, the Fifth Estate, right?
Right.
Well, you probably won't believe this, but I was an announcer in Fort Lupton when I was going to school.
I see. So you do have some radio experience.
Oh, sure. I got canned for saying on an open mic. Hey, we're not on the air now, are we?
I certainly hope not. Now that you're in the advertising business, how do you feel about today's radio as an advertising medium?
Today's radio is an advertising medium.
Yes, sir. Are you using it?
Well, I ran a little schedule a couple of weeks ago up and down a dial.
And was it effective for you?
Well, I got my dog back, if that's what you mean.
You what?
It was a lost dog announcement is all it was.
I see. So you didn't actually purchase any time in behalf of one of your clients?
No, this was a personal thing. Cocker Spaniel is what it was.
Yes, well, at least radio assisted you in locating your pet, if nothing else.
Not really.
Oh?
I actually found him myself. See, my wife had locked him in the back seat of the caddy, and I discovered him when I got in the car to go to work Monday morning. I use a Jag on weekends.
Yes.
I want to tell you, it was a little ripe in there.
I can imagine. Now, getting back to our subject.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought any radio?
Oh, sure.
Good, good.
A couple of years ago, I bought a Packard Bell. I had the record player and everything.
No, sir. I mean, have you ever bought any radio time in the past few years for any of your clients?
Oh. No, most of my accounts are not what you'd call broadcast-oriented.
They're not?
No, I haven't been able to get them out of print. You know what I mean?
A print? You mean newspapers, magazines?
No, bus cards, benches mostly.
Benches?
Yeah, we're sponsoring about a dozen benches at bus stops up and down Broadway. Got a couple of locations over on Colfax, too. Seems to be pulling real well for them.
Mr. Farquhar, I don't mean to sound intimidating, but you must have some reason for not buying radio. I mean, at least to some extent. You do believe that there's a pretty substantial audience out there, don't you?
Oh, sure. Listen, I've seen the figures. I've seen the sets in use on Hooper, the homes using radio on Pulse. I've seen ARB, Connolly. You don't have to tell me about the numbers, sport.
So you won't argue with the size of the radio audience?
Of course not. No way.
Well, have you ever had any bad experiences with radio? I mean, tried it once, maybe, and it didn't work out for you, something like that?
Well, only that one time I mentioned, but you couldn't really blame radio for that. I mean, it wasn't their fault that dog was locked in the back of the cab.
All right, now, since you've never bought any commercial time, you have no reason to doubt the effectiveness of the medium.
Good heavens, no.
Now, Mr. Farquhar, exactly why is it you've never used radio?
Well, to be honest with you, I've only got these two accounts.
Two accounts?
A massage parlor and a cemetery.
I see.
Actually, they're a lot alike when you stop to think about it.
I'd rather not hear about it.
Anyway, if you can tell me how I can advertise a massage parlor and a cemetery on the radio, boy, I'll put in with you.
I don't think I could help you too much with the massage parlor.
I didn't figure you could.
However, what's the name of the cemetery, sir?
It's called Shady Rest.
Shady Rest?
Right.
Yeah, well, how's this for an idea for a 10-second spot? These two guys meet on the street, see? And one says...
Pardon me, but can you tell me the quickest way to get to Shady Rest Cemetery?
Shady Rest Cemetery?
Right.
Sure, fella. Just take two or three drinks.
Yeah.
And get behind the wheel of your car. This message presented in your interest by the thoughtful people at Shady Rest Cemetery. Well, what do you think? I mean, doesn't that prove that almost anything can be advertised on radio?
Yeah, I suppose so, except...
Except what?
Well, you never did tell a guy how to get to Shady Rest Cemetery. If you told him to take a couple of drinks and head for my massage parlor, it might make a hell of a lot more sense.
Mr. Farquhar?
Yeah?
It's been nice talking to you.